Hello, luminous friends. Welcome to my YouTube channel. In this episode, we will explain the profound energy of the third eye, known in Sanskrit as Ajna. This chakra, located between the brows, is the center for intuition, clarity, and expanded perception. This third eye is where mind and emotion converge, creating a space for heightened awareness. By harmonizing these energies and elevating our frequency, we access our intuitive center, a place of inner knowing and insight. The color of the third eye is indigo, a mesmerizing hue that bridges the deep calm of blue and the mysticism of violet, with subtle hints of red moving towards a soft mauve. Visualizing this color can help us attune to the vibrational energy of the Ajna chakra. The gemstone often associated with this chakra is amethyst in particular, and the darker varieties sourced from South America. Within its crystalline points, you will find glimmers of indigo, reflecting the essence of this radiant chakra's energy. When we align with the third eye, we gain the ability to rise above life's challenges, seeing our expectations and our experiences from a higher perspective. And from this elevated state, we can gain clarity to uncover the truths that we need to see and recognize patterns that no longer serve us. And we can make decisions that align with our highest good. The third eye empowers us to connect with our highest good. The third eye empowers us to connect with the divine within, where the truth resides. And by embracing this perspective, we sharpen our awareness and elevate our consciousness, seeing the world and ourselves with greater clarity and purpose. So let us pause and reflect. What truths are awaiting to reveal themselves to you? What patterns are you ready to release? How can you embrace the clarity of your inner wisdom? The crystal gemstones that link with this chakra are, of course, number one, amethyst. And then purple apatite and blue sapphire and calcite. The essential oil fragrances that blend with your senses are the otter rose and geranium. One drop of the otter rose to three drops of the geranium. The Ajna chakra reminds us that when we look inward with focus and intention, we open a doorway to divine wisdom and inner peace. So let's do a meditation together. Have your oils ready and your amethyst. Just take a moment to settle into a comfortable position in your chair or lying down. Close your eyes and gently allow your body to relax by sensing each tiny muscle unfold with a deep feeling of letting go. Let your hands rest on your lap or at your sides, with the palms facing upward. Take a slow, deep breath in through the back of your nose and let it out through your mouth. Once more, inhale deeply, filling your lungs with the life force energy, and then exhale fully, releasing any tension that you may be holding. And once again, breathe in and gently exhale. Now allow your breathing to return to its natural rhythm. Feel the rise and the fall of your chest, the soft flow of air moving in and out like a wave of relaxation passing over your entire body. Bring your awareness to the space between your brows, the point called the third eye. With each breath, imagine this space becoming lighter and more open, as if you're clearing away the clouds to reveal a radiant sky. Begin to visualize a soft indigo light glowing at your third eye. See its luminous color, neither blue nor violet, but a blend of both, with a hint of red. This indigo light begins as a gentle flicker, and with every breath it grows brighter and more vibrant. As you breathe, imagine the indigo light swirling softly, expanding outward like ripples in a still pond. Allow it to bathe your mind, calming your thoughts and bringing clarity to your awareness. Now silently repeat these affirmations to yourself, letting them resonate with your inner being. I trust my intuition. I see clearly and with courage. Divine truth flows through me effortlessly. I rise above the situations before me and see clearly. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, visualize the indigo light spreading throughout your entire being, aligning you with your highest self. Now imagine yourself rising above your current reality, gently floating as if you are seeing your life from a higher perspective. And from this elevated view, look at any situations or patterns you wish to understand. see them with clarity, free from judgment, as if divine wisdom is guiding your vision. Spend a few moments here. Simply observing. Receiving any messages or insights. And then, when you are ready, gently bring your awareness back to your third eye. See the indigo light growing smaller, retreating inward until it becomes a radiant point of light, resting silently between your brows. Take a deep breath in and exhale slowly. Release the breath. Feel the connection to your intuition, your truth, and your higher self. When you are ready, begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes, gently bringing movement back into your body. Slowly open your eyes, carrying with you the clarity and wisdom of your awakened third eye. And in this awakened state, bring your consciousness into your physical being and ponder your eyes around the room. Observe. Observe any differences and sense your being. Just being in this radiance. I do hope you enjoyed that. I will leave you now and will be back shortly with the last one of the series, which will be the crown chakra. There will be more interviews coming as well. You may find me on YouTube at Centre of Unified Healing, and Spotify and Apple Podcasts links are Soulful Living. I'm sending you love, light, and peace. Have a great week.